It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We're going to talk NFL football and more with Patrick Everson, good friend of the program, analyst for props.com. You can find him on Twitter at PatrickE_Vegas. Patrick, great to have you back in the show. Always excited to hear from you. And I actually want to start with golf because the Ryder Cup begins today. And can you explain to our listeners, viewers out there, what three-way betting is when it comes to golf? And have you seen any significant plays?
Well, first off, good morning to both of you, and thanks for having me on. It is early in Vegas. It is very dark out right now. Even the dogs, I didn't wake up when I, snuck downstairs to jump on the phone. So you know it's early because the dogs always want to go outside. But so Ryder Cup, actually, literally, I believe the first match starts right this minute exactly. So they are just getting going in the Ryder Cup. The three-way betting, it's like, for those who are maybe familiar with soccer betting, where you're betting the 90 minutes plus injury time, you bet one side or the other, or you bet the draw. And by the way, I love betting the draw in those instances. It's cool how often that came up over the summer with the European Championships and that great game between Mexico and U.S. right here in Vegas at Allegiant. Bet the draw on that. That was awesome. It was nice to get paid out on draws. So it's the same situation with three-way betting in the Ryder Cup. And the thing is, they had at BetMGM, at least BetMGM Nevada, they had three-way betting on the Ryder Cup up since July. They didn't really get the two-way up until that was a late addition. So really where most of their action is heading into today, now that could change over the course of the weekend, is on the three-way market of either U.S. wins, Europe wins, or you get a 14-14 draw, and in which case Europe would retain the cup because the tie goes to the defending champ. So that is at USA minus 190, Europe plus 190, tie 12-1. So if you bet on if you think you're going to get a, you don't see that in soccer very often. You're not going to get 12-1 on a draw, but you can get 12-1 on a draw in the Ryder Cup. And Scott said tickets and money, both shaded almost exactly 1.5-1 in favor of Europe. So even though that number has moved, U.S. Open minus 165 went to minus 190. They stretched out as a favorite. But a little more tickets and money on Europe. Going to need the U.S. here, at least at this point. You said we lose five-figure loser to Europe, but we win both the tie and the USA. Look good to both of those.
Yeah, so I'm not rooting for the sportsbook or Team Europe. I've got to root for Team USA. I'm not betting on it, but still, like, I'm not going to be unpatriotic, and I certainly want to watch that one, which is why I'm not betting on it. But the big elephant in the room looming large over the entire sports world, you know, is football. We've got to talk about football. So starting off with Saturday, what are some of the college football games that have caught your eye when it comes to pros and Joes, when it comes to discrepancy, when it comes to ticket count?
Well, obviously the big one's Notre Dame, Wisconsin. It's easily the biggest game of the weekend. And again, from BetMGM Nevada, which may or may not reflect exactly what's going on with BetMGM nationally. Sometimes it's a little bit different. A lot of times there's similarities. But that's the game. And I think what's interesting here, Chelsea, is that this is up a point from -5.5 to -6.5 in favor of Wisconsin. But Scott Shelton at BetMGM Nevada told me late last night it is all Notre Dame, almost 5-1 tickets, 3-1 money. He said the money line is the same way. I mean, you don't get Notre Dame plus money very often on the money line. So 4-1 tickets and money, or 4-1 tickets, And he said money on the money line so far. Now, granted, it's going to be kind of a small spot, a small pot at this point because we're not quite to the weekend yet. This is going to pick up a lot today and very early tomorrow because this is an early kickoff. But money running 20-1 on Notre Dame money line, which is at +195. And as Scott said last night, he said they're a public dog, which is never a good thing. He said it was a sharp play on the Badgers that took that from 5.5 to 6.5. And he said that was money that came in right out of the gate when they went up at 5.5. And he said we're definitely going to need the favorite in this game, which I think is fascinating. I think the disappointing part of this game is that it's a noon Eastern, 9 Pacific kickoff tomorrow, which, you know, if this game had all day to percolate, holy moly, the handle on it would be tremendous.
We're chatting with Patrick Everson, analyst for props.com. Find him on Twitter at @PatrickE_Vegas. He always has the latest trends. He talks to all of the operators out of the sports books in Sin City. And of course, when you're in Las Vegas, you talk about the Raiders hosting the Dolphins this weekend. Patrick, has there been any line movement change or bets that you've seen because Tua won't play?
It's really been kind of interesting. This is sat around 4 quite a bit. It's gone to 4.5. It was 3.5 early in the week before the Tua news was made, you know, clear that he wasn't going to play. It got to 4.5 a couple of times. It's really just sitting around 4, which, you know, is a little bit surprising to me. I kind of thought this might start to peak up, and maybe it will. The tickets and money come in when the people come to town. And it's a huge weekend this weekend. UFC 266 is this weekend at T-Mobile. It's going to be a busy weekend in the city. So there's going to be no shortage of people here and no shortage of bets coming in. And plus, the Raiders at home in week 1 just got slammed up and down the strip and downtown and at the Superbook. They took a ton of tickets and money on the Raiders. So I would expect more of the same in a situation like this, where in week 1 they weren't favored, in week 3 they are, and they don't have Miami doesn't have Tua. But again, BetMGM, they are at sitting Raiders 4 right now. Tickets and money, Scott said, all going to the Raiders. Tickets 5-1, money a little closer at 2-1. So I thought that's going to be an interesting game. The Raiders are kind of rolling here, so we'll see how they do. And you mentioned that. Just as you were leading in, the Bucks, the Bucks, Rams, Packers, 49ers, obviously those are some pretty key games. I can hit either one of those. What do you guys like next?
Yeah, let's look at the line flip in the Bucks and the Rams game, because the Bucks opening as short underdogs in this one, and everybody jumped on the Bucks getting points, myself included. But I know some sharp people are probably on the other side now with the Rams getting points.
Well, actually, they got, as Scott told me late last night, sharps and public on Tampa Bay. The sharps were on the Bucks, to your point, Chelsea, at +1 at BetMGM. Some places opened Rams a little bit higher, a little bit earlier. I know Superbook was +2 or Rams -2.5, and they got slammed on the Bucks, and they were at 1 in a hurry, and then it flipped to +1 and so on. But Scott said this is a big ticket count discrepancy in favor of the Bucks, 4-1 tickets. Money almost 3-1. And again, we're not even into the weekend yet where the public rolls in and is going to make their public play. And the public play is probably going to be the Bucks here. There's already public money on Tampa Bay. They didn't, pick them in -1. But Scott said that was sharp play on Bucks pick them. And then probably a little bit of +1, I assume, as well. And that's, it looks like the Bucks were a trendy dog out of the gate. And now they're a favorite. So, and then you've got on the Packers 49ers, 49ers from 5-3. And Scott said the ticket count totally reflects that. 2-1 Green Bay, money almost 3-1 Packers. Chelsea, I know you said that was a game that you felt was pretty interesting to you and Jenks too, to see what the Packers are or what they aren't.
He is an analyst for props.com. Find him on Twitter at @PatrickE_Vegas. Patrick, great stuff as always, and go get that Chili's money. #Chili's money. I know you like to take your winnings and enjoy a night out with the wife.
A little bit of 3 for $10, The chicken bacon ranch quesadilla. Let's go.
Thanks, Patrick. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks for having me. You too. Have a good weekend as well.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.